Yeah. Can you talk to us a little bit about like why revamping the notes the way you did? Maybe like, yeah.
Yeah, what a great question, Will. Obviously.
So someone reads.
Yeah. Those. Oh, this is a good amount of notes.
Oh, it's
yeah,
good,
yeah, yeah.
Good.
On Sundays, it's a big opportunity for us to hear from God and to apply it to our lives. And so I just want to give something that will help people make the most of that. And what I recognized in the notes that I gave before, it probably was too much and a little scattered. Mm. And so I thought, why don't we revamp the notes so that there's something to do before you come, mm. something to help you think about while I'm preaching, and then something that will you can work on after the sermon. So you can really take advantage of the message to the maximum. And I know sometimes...
Maximum.
So the pre-sermon, that stuff is neat to do yourself. Just get your mind rolling. Mm. Also, it's good to do with your kids. We're trying to do that with our children. Sometimes I almost forget, even though I'm the one who writes it, until we're on our way to church. Mm. But it's hopefully simple enough that you could mm-hmm. do that with your kids even on the way to church. During the sermon, one of the things I've tried to do in that mid-sermon is show what you can be looking for in a message. Because mm. sometimes we think the way to take notes is if I get point one, point two, point three, it's like then I did it, and then we put that in our file and never look at it again. So it's like if you get point one, point two, point three, great, that's fantastic. That will help you understand the flow of the text. But even more than that, when you come to a sermon, you don't want to just be a hearer, you want to be a doer. And so you're kind of listening to that sermon, wanting to interact almost and begin to think about how will this change my life? And so I try to give some questions that would lead you towards that as you're listening. It's hard to do that as you're listening, but just to show you what you can be listening for. And then I've heard of people who have done this. They'll, after Sunday's over on a Wednesday or so, they'll go back to the passage and maybe take some of those questions that I give there and just reflect on what was preached. And do I remember it? And then have I made some steps forward in applying it to my life?
I like this format. I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks going through the questions with the girls on Saturday. Mm. But I also like, and this just might be me being bizarre, that you don't feel like you spoil the sermon.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of nice. It kind of like builds anticipation for it, rather than where the longer brief, you could be like, I don't want to spoil it. You know, because really the preaching of the word, like that might sound crazy, you want to spoil it, but you do, it's not that you want to be surprised by it, but it is exciting, right? And so it's exciting to see how we're going to be fed. You know what the basic ingredient is, you've read it, and it's so nice if you're reading it the night before, because you scratch your head a little bit, and you're like, okay, wineskins, rituals, okay, so what's going to happen here? Right. You're probably asking some of the same questions that Pastor Joshua is asking during the message. So,
I feel you too. Because, like, the relation's like movies, right? Like, you get a general gist of it, but don't spoil it. Because I want to be curious. I want to be involved.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Yep.